For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday afternoon, June 29th, 1983. Midsummer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. On quarter of Winter Haven, Florida, is the speaker of the afternoon. This is two of the afternoon service.
How many of you ever heard of Holy Hubert Lindsay? He was in a meeting one time a few years ago, and a man stood up and began to give railing accusation against him and begin to curse him, and he dropped dead right there in the service. Not to be revived. You don't revive the Ananias and Sapphiras that God has judged. Amen. Those who are willing deceivers of God's people, and especially willing deceivers of God's people, willing deceivers and those who deceive God's people, all right? Genesis 27, 12. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. Oh. I shall bring a curse upon me because I have deceived. Deception brings a curse. All right? Number three, an adulterous woman, a harlot, a prostitute. Numbers 5:27. And when he hath made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled and have done trespass against her husband, that the water that causeth the curse shall enter into her and become bitter, and her belly shall swell and her thighs shall rot, and the woman shall be a curse among her people. Whoo! Word of God's powerful. You know? Wow. And there are many other scriptures concerning the harlot and the prostitute and the adulterous woman. Number four, disobedience to the Lord's commandments or disobedience to His word. Deuteronomy 11:28. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. Daniel 9:11. Yea, all Israel hath transgressed thy law even by departing that they might not obey the voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. Jeremiah 11:3. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant. Disobedience to the Lord's commands brings a curse. All right, number five. Idolatry, which is worshiping or esteeming something or someone above the living God, including secret societies. Jeremiah 44. Verse 8, in that ye provoke me unto wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, whither ye be gone to dwell, that ye might cut yourselves off, and that ye might be a curse and a reproach among all nations of the earth. Deuteronomy 29:19-20. And it come to pass, when he heareth the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of mine heart, to add drunkenness to thirst, and the Lord will not spare him. But then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. That's the curse of idolatry. Exodus 20, verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And it goes on to say, you shall not bow down to them, whether they're under the water or in the earth or whatever. You're not to bow down to anyone but God. The next one, number 6, those who keep or own cursed objects. Those who keep or own cursed objects. Deuteronomy 7:25-26. The graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or the gold that is on them or take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination unto thy house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. How many of you have had problems because you brought objects into your home? We did. We had poltergeist activity in our home. Because of some things. We had things flying off of the wall. Literally. My daughter was, the Lord protected her. The angels of God encamped around about her. But a quarter inch plate glass shelf hurled itself off of the wall and hit her on the back and just shattered into a million pieces. Listen. It's real. We had picked up some dolls. Some dolls that were used in Central America to put hexes and curses on people. Those little dolls that have dough, they're made out of dough, and they look very cute and very pretty. They're used for incantations and for curses. In fact, dolls are really something. Up in Indiana, a pastor friend of mine declared that these folks were having problems with their little girl. She couldn't sleep at night. She was tormented by nightmares. And so some folks got together. They called the pastor, and the husband and wife went through the house, and they went to the girl's room, and they prayed in the spirit, and the Lord showed them a Raggedy Ann doll. What is more innocent than a Raggedy Ann doll? The Lord said, get rid of it. They did. From then on, the little girl had no more problems. A few days later, the little girl confided in her mommy. She said, Mommy, I'm glad you got rid of that doll. Mommy said, why, sweetheart? She said, because that doll would get up in the middle of the night and dance around. Saints, it's real. A five-year-old would have no reason to falsify that kind of information. Amen. All right? That's idolatry. Idolatry. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right? Then the cursed objects, that's what we're talking about, the graven images. Joshua 6:18, and ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. Saints, I've even come to the point that if an object has a good meaning and a bad meaning, I don't want it around anyway. I just eliminate it if it has a good meaning and a bad meaning. I got rid of my crosses because they have a good meaning and a bad meaning. I don't have them around. So why not the rainbows or any other things? You see, the enemy, would it give the enemy a foothold no matter where you bought it or no matter what the situation behind it is? The enemy doesn't care about how it got in your home, but it was a gift. Sure was. Angel of light sent it to you. Delivered it to your doorstep. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we had to go through and look, sometimes I feel so sorry for my children. Well, this has got to go. Oh, not again, Daddy. Oh, not again. Don't clean out my room anymore, Daddy. Please. But you know what? You notice that susceptible thing to get into your children's lives and into your children's rooms and into the objects and all the things. Look, that devil's sneaky. Keep yourselves from the accursed thing, God said in Joshua 6:18. All right, number 7, those who refuse to come to the Lord's help or fight for the Lord. Judges 5:23. Curse ye Meroz, saith the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to help of the Lord against the mighty. Ooh, what happens if we aren't going to help the Lord in this end time? Do the work in the earth that he wants us to do. There's that possibility, that curse, that will come upon us. All right? Number 8, house of the wicked. There's a curse on the house of the wicked. You see, if God's blessing is not there, the curse is. Proverbs 3:33. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. There it is, the blessing and the cursing. God blesses the house of the just, but the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. Well, look at the problems people have that don't know the Lord. I mean, there's just no end. We know people who, I think, God, what more could go wrong in that household? God, what more could be done? Evil by those people. And yet something else does come. And it's just amazing. Number 9, there's a curse on he who does not give to the poor. Proverbs 28:27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. And the Bible says if you give to the poor, God will give it back to you again. God will repay you. Because God's not going to be in debt to any man. God's not going to be in debt to you. Number 10, the earth is cursed by reason of man's disobedience. And here again, these are all curses that we can come against. Isaiah 24:3-6, the land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord hath spoken this word. The earth mourneth and fadeth away, the world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled unto the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. You know, it's becoming increasingly more difficult to grow crops in the earth. The chemicals that they have now, you see, are proposing more problems for the earth, and it's just a mixed up mumbo jumble affair. Because the earth is cursed. But if you have ground, you have land, you can come against the curse for your land. And it can grow things, be prosperous. Amen.
Oh,
come on. Only if you believe it. What did we start out with the other night? If you believe, you can be established. If you believe, you can be established. Amen. All right? In number 11 is that Jerusalem would be a curse to all nations if the Jews rebel against God. Jeremiah 24, verses 4 through 6. And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, if ye will not hearken to me to walk in my laws, which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants the prophets, then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all nations of the earth. God said it. I didn't. I'm going to leave that one with God. Number 12. One who steals or swears falsely by the Lord's name. Zechariah 5, 3 and 4. Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that steals shall be cut off as this side according to it, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off as on that side according to it. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. It shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof. That's one who steals or swears falsely by the Lord's name. Number 13, ministers who fail to give the glory to God, even their blessings will be cursed. Malachi 2, 1 and 2. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, and I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. Saints, we will see in our generation that fulfilled upon ministries on the earth. Did you hear me? I'm not speaking against them. I'm just saying what God's word says. We will see the fulfillment of that upon the earth. Those who have failed to give the glory to God and have used God's money deceitfully. All right? The next one is right there in Malachi also. And it's those who rob God of tithes and offerings or not being honest with God concerning finances. Now, this also involved Ananias and Sapphira because they weren't honest with God about their finances. What did we talk about yesterday afternoon? You've got to be honest. You've got to be honest with God about your finances. There's a temptation that when you get more finances, you believe in God for more finances. Then when you get them, you think, ooh, wow, that tithe is much more than I've ever had to pay. Well, the money God gave you is much more than you ever had before, too. Malachi 3, 8 and 9. Some people say, oh, wait a minute. Oh, hold it, they say. Tithing's under the law. Tithing is Old Testament. Well, so is Psalm 23. So is Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. So is Psalm 91. Where are you going to draw the line? Will a man rob God? Yea, ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole generation. You read that in Malachi. You have no right to claim relief from the devourer if you have not been faithful to God. That's powerful. You have no right. You have no legal right if you have robbed God with your finances. If the devourer is there working, it's because he has a legal right to. Amen. Haggai 1, 6 through 9 also is involved in that one. Number 15. Are you ready for this? Those who hearken unto their wives rather than God. Genesis 3, 17. Well, there it is. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. Men, better not listen to your wife, better listen to God. It's right there. Number 16. Those who lightly esteem their parents or dishonor father and mother. Deuteronomy 27, 16. Cursed is he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall. In fact, a disobedient child, a rebellious child in the Old Testament was taken out and stoned. They didn't even bother with him. Number 17. Those who make graven images, one of the primary causes of curses, and it, turning away from God to the occult or the cult. Deuteronomy 27, 15. It says, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Now, if you've ever made any of these objects that are accursed by God, and you know around here, you've heard a lot about that, you know basically what objects they are. If you've ever had a hand in making those things, you need to renounce that. Amen. Because you were one who made and had to put your hands to creating graven images. Exodus 20, verse 4, and Deuteronomy 5, 8 also. I've already quoted with that one. Number 18, those who willfully cheat people out of their property or mistreating your neighbor. I just put these in terms we can understand. Those who willfully cheat people out of their property or mistreat their neighbor. Deuteronomy 27, 17 says, cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say amen. Number 19, those who take advantage of the blind or a wrong attitude toward the helpless. I have counseled my children on this. You know, other children who have mental problems or other children who have physical disorders, we have no right to mock or laugh at them or jeer them. We have no right at all. Deuteronomy 27, 18 says, cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. And all the people shall say amen. Well, the principle is there. If you cause anyone to, you know, the blind, if you lead him away so he's going to fall down, that's a dirty trick. So we shouldn't do that with those kind of people. We should believe God to set them free so they don't have to be blind any longer. Amen. All right. Number 20. Those who oppress strangers, widows, or the fatherless. Deuteronomy 27, 19. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. And all the people shall say, Amen. Exodus 22, verses 22 to 24. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou afflict any wife, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry. And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. Now, what I want you to do as we're flowing through here, if you know of any, you just keep these things in mind, and we're going to break the curses. Just simply go through and break them, because you don't cast out a curse, you break it. Now, some demonic activity may have come as a result of a curse, and that can be dealt with at the same time, but it really can't be dealt with until the curse has been broken. All right? Number 21, him who lies with his father's wife, which is incest. Deuteronomy 27, 20. Cursed be he that lies with his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt. All the people shall say amen. 22, him who lies with any beast, called bestiality. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say amen. Exodus 22, 19, whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death. In Leviticus 20, verses 15 and 16, it talks about man and a beast, and a woman and a beast. So it applies and covers the whole realm of bestiality. Exodus 22, 19 and Leviticus 20, verses 15 and 16. Number 23, him who lies with his sister, which is also incest. Deuteronomy 27, 22. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say amen. 24, those who smite their neighbors secretly, which is murder. Deuteronomy 27, 24. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly. Number 25, those who take money to slay the innocent or murder for hire. Deuteronomy 27, 25. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. Number 26 is adulterers or extramarital, intramarital, premarital, any kind of extracurricular marital sexual activity. Job 24, verses 15 to 18, talks about the eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguises his face. In the dark they dig through houses, which they mark for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light. For the morning is to them, even as the shadow of death. If one knows them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the waters. Their portion is cursed in the earth. He beholdeth not the way of the vineyards. The proud, number 27. The proud, again, that's an abomination to God. God hates pride. Psalm 119, 21, he that rebuketh the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. 28, those who trust in man and not the Lord. Those who trust in man and not the Lord. Jeremiah 17, 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Saints, this applies to a whole lot more, I believe, than what we've ever imagined. if we put our trust in man and not put our trust in God. If you go to man for help when that God has made available help for you, it's dangerous. When you've seen what God says about going to him rather than to man. 29, those who do the work of the Lord deceitfully. Now, this is an interesting one because in the Strong's Concordance in the Hebrew, it's actually slothfully. Slothfully. Those who do the work of the Lord slothfully. And it's the verse in Jeremiah 48:10. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. But here, doing the work of the Lord slothfully. If we're in the work of the Lord, there can be no slothfulness. I mean, from sweeping the floor to ministering the word or whatever, it can't be done slothfully. 30, number 30, him who keeps back his sword from blood. Here again is that refusal to fight spiritual warfare for the Lord. Jeremiah 48:10, which we just read. Another scripture verse you can use in that is 1 Kings 20, verses 35 through 42. It's the story of Ahab the prophet and Ben-Hadad. Number 31, those who reward evil for good. Proverbs 17:13, whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. Number 32 is that one we read earlier in the teaching part of our ministry, the curse in Deuteronomy 23:2 of illegitimacy. The curse is in effect for at least 10 generations, and it's a family curse. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his 10th generation shall he not enter unto the congregation of the Lord. 33, children born from incestuous unions. Children born from incestuous unions. Now, we're still talking about curses. Genesis 19, verse 36 through 38, thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father, and the firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab, the same as the father of the Moabites unto this day, and the younger also bare a son and called his name Ben-Ammi, the same as the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. And they've always been enemies of God's people. They've always been enemies. Number 34, murderers, abortion, abortionists, or advocates of abortion. Now you say, where do you get all that? Genesis 4:11 says, and now art thou cursed from the earth which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. He destroyed his brother. He was a murderer. All right? Exodus 21:12, he that smiteth a man so that he die shall be surely put to death. If we have anything to do by speaking, by action, by agreeing to the death of any human being, that constitutes a curse. Number 35, to murder indirectly. Exodus 21:14, if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar that he may die. Number 36, children who strike their parents. There's a curse upon children who strike their parents. Exodus 21:15. And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. What greater judgment could there be? That constitutes a curse of death if they smite their parents. 37, kidnappers. Exodus 21:16. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. Number 38, those who curse their parents. Exodus 21:17. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Number 39, those who cause the unborn to die. Here it is again, that thing of abortion. Exodus 21, verses 22 and 23. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judge determined. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life. Number 40, those who do not prevent death. Now this is with an animal situation there, but it's a principle involved. Exodus 21, verses 28 and 29. If an ox gore a man or a woman, that they die. If the ox were wont to push with his horn in time past, and it hath been testified to his owner, and he hath not kept him in, but he hath killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner shall also be put to death. The owner shall be put to death. All right? Number 41. Now, we're just looking at things that have a possibility of constituting a curse. This isn't a doctrinal study. It's just an informational study, all right? This isn't doctrine, this is information. Okay? This isn't doctrinal stuff I'm putting forth, it's informational. For your benefit. You do with it as you see fit. Number 41, those who sacrifice to false gods. Exodus 22:20. He that sacrificeth unto any god, save unto the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. Number 42, those involved in witchcraft. Exodus 22:18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Number 43, those who attempt to turn anyone away from the Lord. You can read in Deuteronomy 13, verses 6 through 9. If they try to turn away someone from the Lord, it's a long passage, so I'm not going to try to read it. Number 44, those who follow horoscopes and astrology. Deuteronomy 17, verses 2 through 5. It says that those things, to worship the sun or the moon or any of the hosts of heaven, that I have commanded you not to worship, he says you're to, it's an abomination to the Lord, and you're to stone those people until they die. It's not just a game to play with astrology and the horoscopes and those kind of things, and if you have, it constitutes a curse and it could be causing you problems. You just need to deal with it. All right, number 45, those who rebel against pastors. Those who rebel against pastors. Deuteronomy 17:12. And the man that will do presumptuously will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord thy God, or unto the judge, even that man shall die. And thou shalt put away the evil from Israel. Didn't know that one was there, did you? Maybe you did. 46. The curse against false prophets. This is in Deuteronomy 18, verses 19 through 22. And I believe it applies to any ministry that deceives, or any ministry that is falsifying itself in this hour. You can read that in Deuteronomy 18, verses 19 through 22. Number 47. Women who keep not their virginity until they are married. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 13 through 21. You can read it there and see that it also constitutes a curse. Number 48, adulterers. It also includes rapists. Now, we've got two different categories here. We had another one before. And this is in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 22 through 27. It talks about a man forcing a woman, which in our vocabulary constitutes rape. And so there's a curse there for the one who has raped a woman. Number 49, parents who do not discipline their children, but honor the children above God. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 17, and verses 27 through 36, and this is concerning Eli and his two sons. Eli died because he would not discipline his sons. He was judged of God because he failed to discipline his sons. Number 50, those who curse their rulers. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Number 51, those who teach rebellion against the Lord. Those who teach rebellion against the Lord. Jeremiah 28, verses 16 and 17. You need to read all these in the context of the verses to see what God is saying. Number 52, those who refuse to warn them that sin. You say, oh, I don't have a responsibility to tell people if they're in sin. If we don't warn people, now that verse in Ezekiel, chapter 3, verses 18 to 21. If you warn him, his blood is not on your hands. But if you don't warn him, then his blood shall be required at your hands. Read it there in Ezekiel 3, 18 to 21. Number 53, those who defile the Sabbath. Exodus 31, 14 and Numbers 15, 32 through 36. We can use the principle there of defiling time to worship God and using it deceitfully. Number 54, those who sacrifice human beings. Leviticus 20, verse 2. Number 55, participants in seances and fortune telling. Leviticus 20, verse 6. Number 56, homosexual and lesbian relationships. Leviticus 20, verse 13. And Romans chapter 1, verses 26 through 32. Number 57, sexual intercourse during menstruation. Leviticus 20, verse 18. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. Number 58, necromancers. fortune tellers, all of those involved in that area of witchcraft. Leviticus 20, verse 27, and Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 12. Number 59, those who blaspheme the Lord's name. Leviticus 24, verses 15 and 16. Number 60, Romans 8, 6, those who are carnally minded. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What were we looking at in all those curses in the Old Testament? What was the judgment? Death. Well, here, to be carnally minded is death. We don't want to be carnally minded. We're looking at the principle of these things now. Number 61, sodomy, oral and anal sex. Genesis 19, verses 13, 24, and 25. Genesis 19, verse 13, 24, and 25. Number 62, rebellious children. Deuteronomy 21, verses 18 to 21, again. Number 63, pain in childbirth. Remember, that was an example we used. But that's a curse. Genesis 3:16. Number 64, refusal to do or act upon the word of God. Deuteronomy 27, verse 26. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. Number 65, family disorder. Malachi 4:6. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Family disorder. Number 66, failure and poverty. Haggai 1, verses 5 and 6. Number 67, sin worthy of death. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 and 23. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, thou shalt hang him on a tree. Number 68, touching God's anointed. That constitutes, remember what, how I define a curse is something that even constitutes a curse, because Jesus spoke to the fig tree. And Jesus didn't say, I curse you, fig tree, what we have recorded. But we see Peter said, Lord, you curse that fig tree. So here is number 68, touching God's anointed. In 1 Chronicles 16:22, it says, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. And that verse is repeated in Psalm 105, verse 15. Number 69, perversion of the gospel of Christ. Galatians 1, 8 and 9. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. So, perversion of the gospel of Christ brings a curse. Number 70. Those who love cursing comes upon them. Psalm 109, verses 17 through 20. We'll show that to you. Number 71. Those who go down to Egypt or to the world system for help and look not to the Lord. Isaiah 31, verses 1 through 3. And it begins, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and trust not the Holy One of Israel. All right, that constitutes a curse. Number 72. Those who choose that which God does not delight in. Those who choose that which God does not delight in. You find this in Isaiah 65, verses 11 through 15. Number 73, those who add to or take away from God's word. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. I believe that not only applies to the book of Revelation, but I believe it applies to all of God's word, that if you add to it, or detract from it, if you add to or take away from, it says that all of the curses that are in that book will be, your name will be blotted out, and the plagues that are written in the book will be put upon you. Number 74, I mentioned it in the first night that I taught, really didn't mention it as one of the curses, but there's a curse on those who offend children who believe in Jesus Christ, or offend the little ones who believe. Matthew 18, 4 through 7. Woe unto them that offend the little ones, Jesus said. Now, I'm sure there are others, but this is just a small list that we have put together. And there's 74 things that are curses or constitute a curse. And so now we can just simply go through and formulate a good confession and come against them. Now, if there are those that you know of that have been a real particular problem in your life, and it's not likely that, you know, there's 15 or 20 or 30 of those curses that have affected you, but there may be four or five or so that you recognize that maybe have been a problem in your family. And we want to just come against them in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I just want you to, I've got a written confession here and something that just opens it all up and helps us deal with it. And so let's just do this together. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come to you sincerely with the desire to be free from all curses and their results. Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me and cleansing away my sin on the cross. I confess with my mouth that I belong to you. The devil has no power over me because I am cleansed and covered by your precious blood. I now confess all of my sins, known and unknown. I repent of them now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. I now confess the sins of all my forefathers in the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ. I break and renounce the power of every demonic curse that was passed down to me through the sins and actions of others. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power and the hold of every curse that came to me through sin. My sins and the sins of my forefathers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power and hold of every curse that came to me through words spoken. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power and hold of every curse that came to me through disobedience, mine or my forefathers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break, and loose myself and my family from all demonic subjection to my father, mother, grandparents, or any other human being, living or dead, that have ever in the past or are now dominating or controlling me or my family in any way contrary to the word and the will of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break, and loose myself and my family from all psychic heredity, demonic strongholds, psychic powers, bondages, bonds of inherited physical or mental illness, or curses upon me and my family line as a result of sins, transgressions, iniquities, occult, or psychic involvement of any member of my family line, living or dead. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare every legal hold and every legal ground of the enemy broken and destroyed. Satan no longer has a legal right to harass my family line through curses. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all demonic spirits that entered me through curses to leave me now. Go in the name of Jesus. I confess that my body, soul, and spirit is the dwelling place of the Spirit of God. I am redeemed, cleansed, sanctified, and justified by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, Satan nor his demons have any place in me or power over me because of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. In Jesus' name, I just break every curse upon everyone under the sound of my voice, upon everyone who will hear the tapes. In Jesus' name, we break those curses upon their family line. Every curse that we've talked about, we've spoken them out today, Father, and in Jesus' name, we break the hold of every curse. Father, we thank you that Satan no longer has a stronghold. Every curse, every bondage of inherited physical or mental illness or curse upon our family line as a result of sins, transgressions, iniquities, all occult involvement and psychic involvement of any member of our family, Satan, you no longer have a legal right. We dislodge every curse from our family line, from off of our generation, and back as many generations as is necessary, 30, 40, 50 generations, in the name of Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Satan, we break your hold. We break your hold. We command you to loose every individual right now and command you to loose their family line. They have formulated by the power of their words. They have formulated by the power of their words the fact that they are free from all psychic heredity, from all demonic strongholds, from all psychic powers, from all bondages, Satan, from all bonds, or inherited physical or mental illness, or all curses upon each of their family lines. We break those curses in Jesus' name. Now, if you know of any of those curses that I've spoken this afternoon specifically, if you know they've been a problem in your family line, you need to renounce them and break them. If you don't do it today, you need to get by yourself or get with someone and break those curses in your family line. Praise God. Let me run through them just very quickly. Just let me read through that list. And you can, if you know of it, I'll just go through and we'll break them individually very quickly. In the name of Jesus, we break the curse of those who have mistreated God's people. We break the curse of those who are willing deceivers of God's people. We break the curse upon an adulterous woman. We break the curse of disobedience to the Lord's commands. We break the curse of idolatry, of worshiping or esteeming something or someone above God. We break the curse upon those who keep our own cursed objects. We break the curse on those who refuse to come to the Lord's help. We break the curse on the house of the wicked. We break the curse of he who does not give to the poor. We break the curse that's on the earth by reason of man's disobedience for those who are following God. We break the curse of one who steals or swears falsely by the Lord's name. We break the curse on those of us who are ministers who have failed to give the glory to God. We break that curse in Jesus' name. We break the curse of those who rob God of finances, of tithes and offerings. And many times with this curse, the thing you need to enter into then is obedience. We break the curse upon those who hearken unto their wives rather than unto God. We break the curse on those who lightly esteem their parents. We break the curse on those who make graven images, upon those who willfully cheat people out of their property or mistreat their neighbors, of those who take advantage of the blind and have the wrong attitude toward the helpless, of those who oppress the strangers, the widows, and the fatherless. We break the curse on him who has lain with his father's wife, and him who has lain with a beast and with his sister. And we break the curse on those who smite their neighbors secretly. We break the curse on those who take money to slay the innocent. We break the curse on the adulterers and the adulteresses. We break the curse on the proud, as that pride has been a problem in our lives. We break the curse on those who trust in man and not in the Lord. We break the curse on those who do the work of the Lord deceitfully. And if we've repented from it and we see that it's a curse, we break that curse in Jesus' name. We break the curse on him who keeps back his sword from blood. Father, may we willfully enter into spiritual warfare on your behalf in this hour. We break the curse on those who reward evil for good. We break the curse over every illegitimate child back 10 generations, 15 generations, in the name of Jesus. We break the curse on children born from incestuous unions. We break the curse for murderers, abortionists, for those who advocate abortion, in the name of Jesus. Father, we break the curse upon those who have murdered indirectly. We break the curse of if we've spoken, we wish someone would die, in the name of Jesus. We break the curse on the children who have struck their parents. Children, if you're here and you've ever slapped back at your mother or your daddy, you need to enter into this and receive that curse broken in your life, in Jesus' name. We break the curse on those who cause the unborn to die, and upon those who curse their parents, and upon kidnappers. We break the curse upon those who do not prevent death, and upon those who sacrifice to a false god. We break the curse on those involved in witchcraft. We break the curse on those who attempt to turn anyone away from the Lord. We break the curse on those who follow horoscopes and astrology. And if you've ever dabbled in that thing, we break that curse over you right now in Jesus' name. You just enter into this as I go through these things. If you know there's been a problem, just enter in and receive your deliverance and break that curse. Father, in Jesus' name, we break the curse on women who have not kept their virginity until they were married. We break the curse on the rapists. We break the curse on parents who do not discipline their children. In Jesus' name, we break the curse of those who curse the rulers and the authorities of the land and of the church. We break the curse of those who teach rebellion against the Lord. If we've ever been involved in teaching rebellion against the Lord, we break that curse right now in the name of Jesus. We break the curse of those who refuse to warn people about sin. That verse in Ezekiel, that we must warn them about sin. We break the curse of those who defile the Lord's days and the time we've set apart to be with the Lord by not being attentive and by not entering into the ministry that God has ordained for us. We break the curse of those who have sacrificed to human beings. If you've ever been in a cult and you've been involved in sacrificing to human beings, many times it's something you would probably not want to utter any other time to anybody else, but just simply enter in and just break that curse. And we break that curse with you. And by the authority of Jesus' name that he's given us, we break that curse. We break the curse of those who participated in seances and fortune telling. I'm sure there's some of you here. We break that curse over you in the name of Jesus. You just receive it in the name of Jesus. We break that homosexual and lesbian relationship curse in Jesus' name. We break that curse over every man and over every woman who have had sexual intercourse during menstruation in Jesus' name. We break that curse of fortune-telling and necromancy and witchcraft in Jesus' name. We break the curse over you if you've ever taken the Lord's name in vain and blasphemed the Lord's name. We break the curse over all who have been carnally minded, because we're to be spiritually minded and not to be carnally minded. We break the curse of sodomy, of oral and anal sex, in Jesus' name. We break the curse over rebellious children who have repented and come back to the Lord. We break the curse of refusal to act upon God's word. We break that curse of family disorder right now in Jesus' name. Family disorder, we command you to go. You're a curse, and you come in and cause demonic activity in families. In Jesus' name, we break your hold and command you to go. We break that curse of failure and poverty. Many people are continually in failure, continue in poverty, always failure, always poverty, never able. I know you know people. You can name people who are always in failure or always in poverty. That's a curse upon them in Jesus' name. We break that curse upon our families and upon our children in Jesus' name. We break that curse of the sins worthy of death. In Jesus' name, we break that curse for touching God's anointed. Lord, every one of us has spoken against somebody that's had an anointing of God on them. We break that curse and command every spirit that's attached itself to us right now to leave and to go in the name of Jesus. We break the curse of the perversion of the gospel of Christ. If we've not spoken things accurately and kept them in line with God's word, we've perverted the word of God. We break that curse over us right now in Jesus' name. We break the curse of those who go down to Egypt. Father, forgive us for going down to Egypt for help. And we repent right now. And we break that curse for going to the system of this world for our help. And we command you to loose us now, Satan, in Jesus' name. We command every spirit to loose us now and to go from us in the name of Jesus. We break that curse of those who add to or take away from the word of God. Oh, Father, forgive us if we've added to or taken away anything from your word in Jesus' name. We break that curse in the name of Jesus. Father, we break the curse that's been put upon us if we've offended anyone from following you, the little children or the young ones or the tender ones, Father. We break that curse in Jesus' name. And Lord, we repent of it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabbah Hassandalamakusha. Praise be unto your name. Let's just stand together in Jesus' name and praise God. I just want you to confess that the last paragraph of this full-page confession that I've helped you to enter into. In the name of Jesus, I confess that my body and my soul and my spirit are the dwelling place of the Spirit of God. I am redeemed. I am cleansed. I am sanctified. I am justified by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, Satan nor his demons have any place in me nor power over me because of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for revealing these things to me. And thank you, Jesus, for breaking these curses and setting me free. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Now, you see, the only way we know we're free is by faith, by simply believing that what we've done is going to work. Amen. By faith. Amen. Because we can't see all these things in the spirit world. We can't see all those things happening in the spirit world. Amen. But we have that power and authority in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, tomorrow I want to deal with three things, and I want you to listen fast. Our time is quickly coming to a close here. So I want to deal with three things very briefly, and that is the transferring of spirits, soul ties, and the laying on of hands. You can pick up spirits by the laying on of hands. And so I just deal with them collectively because I've seen how they all kind of tie together. They just all fit together. The transferring of spirits, soul ties, and the laying on of hands. So if that's what the Lord would continue to direct us, that's what we'll look at tomorrow. So praise God. Lord bless you. And let's just bless the food that we're going to partake of today.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.